It's now widely acknowledged that the war on drugs has failed. A report released this week by the Global Commission on Drug Policy has recommended the decriminalisation of possession of drugs for personal use. But in Australia, prohibition still informs much drug policy. However, an increase in overdose deaths in North Richmond, an inner suburb of Melbourne, has led to calls for a safe injecting centre and policy change. The Wire's Judith Peppard has the story.
We've made drug taking as risky and deadly and dangerous as possible through prohibitionist laws.
Peter Wern, the chairperson of the Yarra Drug and Health Forum. He's been working in the North Richmond area for over 20 years. I caught up with him at a cafe.
This is an illicit drug market. This is not a regulated market. And part of the risk of overdose is to do with the lack of regulation of the drugs. Sometimes the drugs are very strong, up to 20, 30% pure, and sometimes they're incredibly weak, 5 to 10% pure, and you have no idea what you're injecting.
Over the years, a number of programs have been put into place to prevent overdose and reduce harm.
The needle exchange, outreach, foot patrols, education programs, naloxone training for peers.
And what's the naloxone program?
So naloxone is a drug that is injected intramuscularly. So it's like an antidote to heroin. Lasts 3 to 4 hours to do what they call reversals of overdoses.
And has that been a successful program? Do you feel it's prevented deaths?
It's been a successful program across metropolitan Melbourne, but particularly in North Richmond. There's been a number of reversals that otherwise would have been fatal. And the great thing about this program is it's done peer-to-peer and friend-to-friend.
There has been some talk of the need of a supervised injecting facility in the area. Do you think that will help to prevent overdose deaths?
Well, everywhere there's been a consumption room or supervised injecting facility established, we've seen fall in overdose deaths. Say, both in Australia, in Sydney, and outside of Australia, it's a no-brainer in terms of the evidence and the evaluations of those types of facilities. The thing that would make a huge difference would be a heroin prescription program in concert with a supervised injecting facility, where you are buying a drug that's purity and quality you know, where it is prescribed by doctors and medically trained specialists, where it can be used in a supervised way, where your risk of overdose is greatly diminished. And again, this is the international evidence.
Legal matters are another concern for people who use illicit drugs. Adam Wilson is a drug outreach lawyer with Fitzroy Legal Service. I met him at his office, and he told me that for the people he sees, the problems are complex.
Economic issues, the homelessness, there's often mental health issues that go hand in hand with homelessness and drug use, well, chronic drug use especially.
So a lot of these issues are interrelated.
Yeah, there's not one without the other, or it's extremely rare. I'm quite surprised if there's not at least two of those three issues happening at the same time. The most important thing is having the supports in place, and often someone who's struggling with drug issues or struggling with mental health issues is not going to engage themselves. So it's important to have people in that outreach capacity going out there and actually engaging with the people in the area who need the help.
So a person at risk of overdose would possibly be someone using for the first time who's isolated from the networks?
First time or recently started using. If they had somewhere safe to inject, then got all hands on deck if anything goes wrong. If it happens in a back alley, obviously there's no one there. They get found the next day. I'm fully in support of a supervised injecting area. I'm perplexed as to why it's taken so long to at least have a couple in the hotspot areas such as Richmond or St Kilda.
The recent spate of overdose deaths in and around Victoria Street in North Richmond has galvanised the community, and new groups have formed to advocate for change. But for people like Peter Wern, who's been working in the area for a long time and has studied the international evidence, change can't come soon enough.
Privately, many police, many senior police and many ex-police commissioners have actually argued for the decriminalisation and legalisation of drugs and the provision of better services for drug users. So I don't think the arguments with the police, I think the arguments with governments who are so frightened of being wedged on this issue that they won't take a stand based on evidence and good policy.
Peter Wern, chairperson of the Yarra Drug and Health Forum, ending that report by The Wire's Judith Peppard.